the true concept of Mrs. Eddy. The Christian Scientist does not confuse or attempt to compare Mrs. Eddy with Christ Jesus. Jesus embodied within himself, as it were, the Christ, and showed forth in his own being the very presence of God as the personal appearing of truth. At that period of experience, no other appearance could have been appreciated or understood. Hence his own statement, "He that has seen me hath seen the Father." On the other hand, Mrs. Eddy had no personal office to fill. It was her simple purity and goodness which made it possible for her to so commune with mind that she was enabled to give science and health to the world. Science and health, in its turn, gives the full and complete impersonal explanation or understanding of God, the understanding which is the Comforter. Mrs. Eddy does not enter into science and health any more than the Virgin Mother enters into Christ Jesus. Therefore, to understand Christian Science, you must leave Mrs. Eddy entirely out of the question. Was it not because of the great danger of attempting to infuse personality into the understanding of Christian Science that made Mrs. Eddy declare, "There was never a religion or philosophy lost to the centuries except by sinking its divine principle in personality"? She saw clearly that confusing her with Christian Science would destroy real understanding of Christian Science. It is plainly evident that the purpose of evil today is to endeavour to sink the divine principle of Christian Science in the personality of Mrs. Eddy. The tendency of the would-be Christian Scientist is to be continually talking about and lauding Mrs. Eddy. In what must thus eventually result? Doubt and darkness, not only as to the truth of Christian Science, but as to its availability. Do you not realize that is what this belief of associating Mrs. Eddy with Christian Science and letting the personality of Mrs. Eddy stand as something between you and the revelation of science and health, that in the end appeared as the necessity for the departure of Mrs. Eddy? Just so long as the thought obtains with you that Mrs. Eddy has something to do with Christian Science, except in the one sense of the purity and goodness through which it was given, you will never be a Christian Scientist.